Gemara on the top of Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis discusses the Hekish Hishvakos of Isha Leish L'chol On Shechabat Torah, that women are chayav in all of the punishments of the Torah, and so too the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin writes that women are chayav in all of the losaseis in the Torah except for Bal Tashchis, which in this case does not refer to wasting food, refers to destroying one's beard with a razor. Bal Takif, the Isser of shaving off one's, or cutting off one's payas, and Bal Tatam Ilamesim, for a female Kohen, she is permitted to become Tameh to a Meh, she can go to a funeral. So in all other cases, women are chayev in all of the losaseis in the Torah, and Huadin, they are chayev in all of the punishments that are associated with those losaseis. So there are a few halachos that have come about in the positive that are based on this idea. Number one would be the mitzvah of Kiddush, and perhaps Abdullah, according to the Rambam, that the Gemara in a number of places writes that because women are chayiv in losaseis of Shabbos, they're also chayiv in the asay of Shabbos, right? That's what we have in Parshas Yisro. It says, Zochor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. You're supposed to remember positively the mitzvos of the day of Shabbos. And then in Parshas Veschanan, it says, Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and famously the Gemara tells us, Shomer v'Zachar, v'Dibor Echad Nemru, that both Zachar and Shomer were said in the same word. Somehow Hashem did something that people can't do, and that he said Shomer and Zachar at the exact same time. And therefore, we know that Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira, Yeshno B'Zachira. Anyone is included in the negative of Shmira, meaning not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, you have to guard the Shabbos, is also included in Zechira, which is the positive mitzvah of Kiddush. And according to the Rambam, both Kiddush and Havdalah are learned out from Zachar. However, that's not agreed upon by all. But if you say that women are chayiv in Shomer, they're chayiv in Zachar. Similarly, we have an idea on Pesach that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of eating matzah. How do we know that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of eating matzah? Because the Gemara says that women are chayiv in the isser of eating chametz, and the pasuk has a hekish between the isser to eat chametz and the mitzvah to eat matzah, and therefore whoever's included in the isser to eat chametz is included in the mitzvah to eat matzah, and therefore we're mechayiv women on a d'oraisa level. Similarly, there was a havamin in the Gemara that we're going to be mechayiv women in the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah from the gzeirah shava chamisha asar, right? And we said just like by matzah, women are chayev to eat matzah, so too we might think that they're chayev to sit in the sukkah. So therefore, we have the gzeirah hakasev of haezrach that paters women. That was the gemara by us. So there's one interesting thing that always comes up when having this discussion, is that when the Gemara in Kiddushin has a list of what are mitzvot asei shehazman grama, and then they have a list of what are not mitzvot asei shehazman grama, and they give a very strange list. They have four mitzvot, I believe. Three of the four mitzvot, though, are Hashavas Aveda and Shiluach HaKein, and one other that's slipping my mind right now. But it also has a mitzvah associated with it. So the Tosfos and the Ramban both ask Akasha over there. They say, why would you give an example of Hashavas Aveda, where in a case of Hashavas Aveda, there is a losase that's associated together with the assay, just as the assay has a mitzvah of returning the lost object, there's also an isser of losucha lehisalim. You're not allowed to ignore it. So too by shiluach hakein, there's a mitzvah to send away the mother bird, and there's an isser to take the eggs together with the mother bird. The third mitzvah is makeh, the chiyuv asisa makeh legagecha, and there's also a losase to have dangerous things, including a rooftop without a makeh, which is losasim dama beveisecha. So Tosfos gives one answer as to why we needed to give these three, even though you would think that women are chayiv in them anyway, because there's a losase. The Ramban has a tremendous chiddush over there that applies and can be a key to open up a number of doors in a lot of cases, where the Ramban explains that no, this is an example where you have a losase that is actually not independent, and it just reinforces the pre-existing ase. And therefore, had women not been chayiv in the ase, they would have been pater from the assisting losase as well.